but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, we talked to Mark Wasikowski, the Oregon baseball coach, earlier in the week. We had Mitch Canham, the Oregon State coach, on yesterday's show. Today, we're going in the visiting direction. Eric Valenzuela is the coach at St. Mary's College. St. Mary's in the Corvallis Regional. Now, for people who don't know Eric, he is the only coach to lead St. Mary's into the NCAA tournament. Made it there as a player. And has now done it as a coach. He's the only coach at St. Mary's ever to make the NCAA tournament. All-time wins leader at St. Mary's joining us now. Eric, where are you, man? Where are you today? Are you in Corvallis yet?
Yeah, we are. We got in yesterday, and we just got done with all of the, the pregame kind of talks and facilities and had to go through it all. So we just got back to the hotel. I'm out in the patio of the... Where are we? We're at the Holiday Inn Express looking over the Willamette River here.
All right, you're in Baseball Central. I know you're a California guy, but State of Oregon playing some good baseball lately, certainly mm-hmm. with these two programs, but you're in the middle of this. You've been here before and you've brought a team to the tournament before, but how do you sort of approach this mini little tournament and being in Corvallis?
Yeah, this is this is our second time. So we went in 2016, and we were shipped, and I was the head coach there in 16, and that was our first in the program history. And we got shipped to North Carolina State and ended up losing to Coastal Carolina, who won the World Series that year. But we were up in Oregon. We played Oregon in a midweek Tuesday-Wednesday game, and now in Corvallis. Yeah, it's great. I mean, we're excited. Mitch does a great job, and obviously the history of the program, we respect very much. And walking through the facility today and having been able to practice, it looks like it's going to be super exciting this weekend. And I know they're going to – I saw that it was already sold out all weekend long, so it should be a lot of fun.
Should be good weather as well. We're talking with Eric Valenzuela. St. Mary's will be playing in this Corvallis Regional. You brought that program back at St. Mary's. You resurrected it. Before that, you were at a number of different places, but you were at San Diego State with Tony Gwynn. I got to ask you what it was like to work with Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I've been around a lot of special people, great coaches and great mentors, Tony being one of them, obviously. I was with him for 4 years at San Diego State, and we did some great things and won a Mountain West Conference championship, played in the regional. And the one thing I always bring up to people when they ask me is just doing things right, right? Like when you see the scandals of the steroid era and all of that in Major League Baseball, you never hear his name pop up. I mean, he really stressed to our players about doing things right, and our coaches, obviously, about doing things right on and off the field. And, the decisions that you make, on the field, off the field, are going to, stay with you. And he really stressed that. And he practiced that, and that's how he was as a player. That's how he was as a person. I mean, obviously, the baseball knowledge was elite. And I think he had a tough time at times because there were things that he saw that none of us could see, right? I mean, from a pitching side of things, like, telling our hitters, like, you don't see that out of the hand, and you don't, and they're like, no, like, we don't, you do. You're like Superman, Like, there's a reason, So, but, like, no, he what a great family, Tony Jr., I still communicate with him from time to time. I mean, the whole family was great. He really took me in, and I was a young coach, assistant coach, and I went from there to be the head coach at St. Mary's College. So he really helped me with my development as a coach for sure.
You guys have had success in your tenure there, but What made this season special? And, you know, and did you see it before the season? Did you think this could be an NCAA tournament team?
Well, last year I inherited a great group of seniors, a great group of older guys who really wanted to win and who really bought into, you know, a new coach, and that's never easy for anybody. But they were great to me and my staff, and we did some great things as well and won 34 games last year, and I think that kind of just flowed into this year's group, even though we lost, you know, 6 of our 9 in our lineup and we lost a ton of innings on the mound. I just felt like that kind of winning attitude and how we went about our business just kind of carried over into this group. We had a lot of rough patches. I mean, we have 35 wins now, but there was a stretch where we were 3 games under 500 in the middle of the season, and, you know, we had some tough losses, and the guys just kind of stayed with it. And I really believe that all of those kind of, you know, tough, whether it was weekends or games or whatever, really prepared us once we got to Las Vegas and played in our conference tournament, because every one of those games, you know, was a very difficult game to win. Having to come back after the first game of the championship where they had to beat us twice, San Diego, and they beat us the first game. We had to come back, you know, 55 minutes later and play to get to a regional. You know, I mean, it just says a lot about our group of guys and them, you know, just staying with it, staying positive, not getting down, and just, I feel like we're playing our best baseball right now.
You guys are looking over at, a team at Oregon State that is in this bracket that has operated as an independent, and you know, they're I think excited. They had the week off last week, no conference tournament because there, you know, there's not a conference to be played in. What do you make of the journey that Mitch Canham and Oregon State are on?
I think they did a great job, and I think he did a really good job with scheduling. Obviously, you know, to be the 8 national seed, I mean, he did a phenomenal job. I mean, the player, they got to take care of business on the field throughout the season. But, you know, I mean, that's not an easy deal. And having to schedule and finding bye weeks for everybody, I think he did an outstanding job of doing that. And then obviously the boys did a great job of playing and winning those games and putting them in a position to be able to host and obviously get a national seed. They're good. I mean, really good. And, you know, going through obviously the scouting reports and watching them, you know, a ton of video and, you know, obviously a challenge. But, you know, I just believe everybody in, once you get to this, once you're part of the 64, everybody's here for a reason, right? Even teams that might be under 500 or whatever, they had to be playing good, you know, winning their conference tournament or having to have great seasons all year long to get an at-large bid or whatever it may be. Everybody is good at this level. And you've seen plenty of 2 seeds and 3 seeds and 4 seeds, you know, win regionals and obviously 1 seed, you know. And so, I mean, it's exciting. And I think there's a little different feeling, at least, you know, I told our team in 16 when we went, we had some pretty good players. You had Corbin Burns on that team. That's, you know, a big league. He was a Cy Young Award winner. Diamondback. You had Tony Gonsolin. He was an all-star as well for the Dodgers pitcher. I mean, you had some really good players on that 2016 team. But, I think there was a little bit of, hey, this is the first time in school history that we went to a regional and maybe, you know, got a little blindsided. And we ran into, obviously, Coastal Carolina, who won the whole thing. So, but this team, I just feel a little different. I feel like they're not just happy to be here. They're, you know, we're here to win. And we've been playing our best baseball right now. And so we'll kind of see how it all plays out.
Eric Valenzuela is our guest, St. Mary's College baseball coach. They are playing Oregon State tomorrow in the Corvallis Regional. I want to talk about your program a little bit. Like, you toured the facilities in Corvallis. You're looking around at a little baseball renaissance that has happened under Pat Casey, now Mitch Canham. You guys are trying to do some things at St. Mary's as well. You've got lights that are approved. You're going to put in lights for the baseball stadium this off season. You got that finally approved with the local residents there. I know it sounds like small steps, but those things are important, aren't they?
No, 100%. I mean, when I first got hired in 2014, I mean, it was temporary seating where they would put up the seats before the season and take them down, you know, immediately after the season. There was no hitting facility. It was 2 outdoor cages that weren't covered, and it was very bare, no lights. you know, and I mean, that means a lot. Those little things really make a difference. And, you know, as we've kind of grown the program and you know, Mike Matosa, who's the athletic director, and Ryan Reggiani, and I mean, Daniel Ray, Tom, all these, you know, all the admin, and I think everybody knows St. Mary's basketball, and I think that's the blueprint, right? That it doesn't matter the resources, and those, you can find ways to be successful. But when you do, a lot of those resources can really help, right? And so Matoso and his staff have just done an amazing job of really helping us, and you know, building a hitting facility now that's beautiful, you know, and building a new stadium behind where it's permanent and it's stadium-like, and just really little by little, just getting us to a point to being, that where we can compete, you know, and we can bring recruits on campus and they can see, you know, what we have and that we're growing, and with that comes, you know, I just believe, you know, the winning helps all of that as well. And so now getting the addition of lights, I know that sounds, yeah, you're right, it sounds a little, but, you know, when you're playing a 2 o'clock or a 2 o'clock midweek on a Tuesday versus Cal, and you got 32 people in the stands, you know, because everybody's working,
right,
all the kids in the neighborhood are at school, you know, now when you're playing a 6:30 game, you know, against Stanford at home on a Tuesday night, you can get fans, you can get people, you can make it a home field advantage, you know, and so that is, and that's a huge deal. And again, you know, basketball has really set the tone at our college, you know, for all of us other sports, that we can build this thing and we can do it, you know, at a super high level, you know, and compete with the big boys. And, you know, we're not going to have the thousands of seats and we're not going to have all these limelights, but that's okay. We have our own place that we call home that we love and cherish, and we're not for everybody, but the guys, you know, and the families that want to be part of what we're doing, we're doing it the right way.
Eric Valenzuela, our guest, St. Mary's College baseball coach. They're playing in the Corvallis Regional beginning tomorrow against Oregon State. You come from a athletic family. You played at both Arizona State and Pepperdine yourself. Your dad was an assistant boxing coach for the United States team in the 1984 Olympics. Your sister played softball. What was life like in the Valenzuela household growing up?
Yeah, it was pretty tough and hard-nosed, right? My dad was a boxing coach, still is to this day, over 40 years as a boxing coach. And he was a high-level amateur boxing coach, was the Team USA head coach for years and years, and had a lot of pros and had multiple world champions as well. We're four generations of boxers. Now my twin boys are 15 years old, and they're national level boxers as well. My sister and I, she's 8 years younger and she played softball at the University of San Diego. And so it was, you know, it was a lot of discipline. It was tough. But again, I think that just helped us. And he was a coach, right? It's in my blood, you know, I mean, the way he influenced kids and I saw, and it was a different deal, right? I mean, I always say this, you know, I get a lot of questions about my father with it is, you know, he's coaching. I'm blessed. I get to coach kids that, you know, they value education. They come from families that you know, that value that, and they love St. Mary's, and they work hard, and they, you know, my dad, you know, is literally saving kids' lives. You know, he's getting kids off the streets that have nothing, you know, and some come, you know, most come from tough backgrounds with no family and no guidance, and so, you know, seeing that as a kid and seeing how much of a difference he made in the lives of these kids, just really kind of influenced me after my playing career about God. And I, you know, I love that. And I want to help kids, and I want to, you know, things that I've learned and kind of just, you know, help kids grow. And, you know, obviously baseball was what I knew best. And so it was kind of an easy decision as to what I wanted to do.
Your team, you know, help us get to know your team a little bit. Tell us about, you know, one of your players. Why don't you tell me about your catcher?
Yeah, so Ian Armstrong is a freshman catcher who, you know, I'm not going to say a total surprise. We obviously recruited him for a reason, but,
yeah,
you know, for him to put up the numbers and you know, the leadership, you know, as a true freshman is unheard of. You know, especially at the catching position, you know, one thing is having a freshman that plays the outfield and has a good year or second base or whatever. But, you know, that catching position is really rough. And especially with the amount of games that we play in a week and for him to be able to, you know, do and accomplish what he's done thus far, you know, all conference guy as a true freshman on all the all freshman team. He'll be a freshman All American. And it's just nice. He's a local product, you know, from Sarah High School. That's local. And so it's just nice to do that. Right. I mean, we'll get kids from anywhere, but it's nice to keep our local talent at home. And he's a perfect product of that. But he's great, you know, and the sky's the limit. I mean, he was part of our interview process today, you know, with, the guys that are doing the ESPN broadcast, and he did a great job, you know, and he's like your leader of the future for sure. You know, and he's one, I mean, obviously the star of the bunch. I mean, we have a lot of offensive guys that have done, have great years, but Eddie Madrigal, our first baseman, left-handed hitter, kind of our, you know, that he's had a tremendous year, over 20 home runs. I mean, over 350, he's gotten, and with that, most of those hits have been big hits for us in big time situations when it mattered most, and played a great defense for us at first base. And he's kind of just that cool, calm, and collective guy that never kind of know if it's going good or bad. He just kind of stays even keel, which is great. And obviously the name's got to be familiar with his cousin,
for sure.
Nick Madrigal, yeah. Played at Oregon State, and then Ty Madrigal, who's the twin brother of Nick, who pitched for us at St. Mary's as well. So there's a cool little connection right there.
I love that, and it's going to be fun to see your team play. I think, you know, college baseball this time of year, there's nothing like it. I appreciate what you're doing with your program, the journey you've been on, and the success you've had. I also, it's not lost on me, it was just way in the future. I don't want you to make decisions above your pay grade, Eric, but it feels to me like, you know, St. Mary's baseball, if Oregon State and this new world Pac-12 gets put together in the right way, there might be a place for St. Mary's to play in that conference. I know you're happy where you are, and that's the conference you grew up playing in, but, you know, I think Oregon State needs some company.
Well, yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I'm focused 100% on what we're doing here. But
good answer. Good answer. I like it. All right. Good luck to you. I appreciate you joining us, man.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. There he is. Eric Valenzuela. He's the coach at St. Mary's College. They will be playing Oregon State in the Corvallis Regional. It'll be a lot of fun, a lot of baseball between Oregon and Oregon State this weekend. Obviously, in our listening region, a lot of listeners hoping that, you know, the Ducks, the Beavers, could they advance both to the Super Regionals? You've got to get through some teams, first and foremost, that have had great baseball seasons. And it's true of both what's going on in Eugene and what's going on in Corvallis because, you know, Oregon State, TCU, USC, St. Mary's, that's in Corvallis. And then you go over to Eugene because you're, you know, obviously that's great baseball. You're going over to Eugene. You got Oregon. You've got Arizona, you've got Cal Poly and Utah Valley all in the bracket as well, and everybody's kind of looking at Oregon and Arizona going, is that going to be kind of the matchup that decides who goes on to the Super Regional? Well, don't count Cal Poly or Utah Valley out. Don't count St. Mary's out. Nobody can be counted out at this point. Should be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a great weekend of baseball starting tomorrow. Leave it here. Some parting thoughts coming up.